Okay, let's get right into this because it is something that most all of you are very much interested in. And we kind of wonder where those projections went. Talking about the Deagle.com projections, 189 different countries around the world, showing what is going to happen to them in the next, well, 3.5 years. That's it. And this, of course, was first published by the Deagle organization back in 2013. I didn't see it until 2017. The projections are now gone, but the site is up there with the current status of the 189 countries in the world. We had a very excellent guest on who has really immersed himself in the whole Deagle phenomenon for quite some time, James Karolak. And James is back tonight, and we're going to look at some of the actual projections. If you go to guests and look under James' name, you'll find the link. And they're not all there, not all 189, but there are enough there to give you a clear indication of who is being targeted. And it's exactly as Dr. John Coleman said, and we have been saying for a long time, it's white Western Christian society and civilization. Western Europe, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and of course the US. And will you see these numbers? Wow. James, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, brother. Hey, brother. Good hearing from you. How you been?
Honestly, it's quite a bit of stress to do all this. It's very grim. It's not enlightening. It's not illuminating. It's ugly. It's evil. And it's utterly predictable. And you and I and most all of you listening know exactly where this is headed. So,
yes,
yeah,
this is
dark. It's a tough one. Yeah,
this is very dark material, but somebody's got to cover it. Maybe we can save some lives from it. But I want to lay down some groundwork before we get into the actual report.
Sure.
You know, first, the elites like to tell the people what they're going to do is their little ethnic code.
What is the thing? Hold on. Oh, James, thank you. But hold on. This has been known as predictive programming for a long time, but
right.
It's almost as if they have some kind of a satanic code of behavior that they have to tell their victims what's going to happen before they slaughter them. It's bizarre.
Correct. Yep. And I'll give two examples, and that'll enlighten the whole forecast how that's there, you know, to tell the people what they're going to do. If you take the word corona, spelled C-O-R-O-N-A, and you put the letters on the alphabet, C is equal 3, O is 15, R is 18, O is 15, N is 14, and the A is the first letter. If you add them up, it's 66. Got six letters, 666. What they're going to tell, what they're telling you is that this is a satanic agenda.
Right.
That's all they're saying. And then if you take the word COVID-19, again, they tell you what they're going to do. That represents certificate of vaccination identification, and the 19 is artificial intelligence. The first letter of alphabet is A. The ninth is
AI.
I. And what they're saying there is that you're going to need, this is the mark of the beast, and you're going to need a passport, a vaccine passport to buy and sell. That's all they're saying there. Crazy. So we just
in many ways, I suspect that they are either directly injecting nanotech send and receive and locator telemetry pieces of, you call it equipment, you call it little nano pieces, whatever you want. But I think people are being given those in the dose. They can already track people with their phones. There are other means of getting this kind of data machinery into their body with food, with water, with chemtrails. There are a lot. They want to know where everybody is at all times, what they're thinking, and ultimately they're going to be able to instruct them what to think and how to act. And I think that Elon Musk and his, what are there, 15,000 satellites he wants to put up, or they want him to put up, to circle the globe so there's nowhere you can be without internet connection. In other words,
right.
There's nowhere you can be without GPS finding you. That's what it is. It's really a locator and control mechanism. It's not a nice little handy internet connection. It's way worse than that. Go ahead.
Right. Well, it's their playground, so we have to play in their backyard, unfortunately. But I just,
sure.
You know, I'm going to be focusing on this alleged vaccination because that's the mechanism they're going to use to depopulate the people they need to get rid of. And by the way, the Deagle, .com has nothing to do with Bill Deagle. I want to make that clear, is that, this is round one. There's more coming for later. And I haven't found anything showing that, but this is round one. But, you know, this is the second time they've done this vaccination program. First time it was the Spanish flu 100 years ago. Same thing, lockdowns, wearing the mask, all that crap, right? And the reason they call it the Spanish flu is because Spain was neutral. They didn't want to participate in the ritual killings, and they had an open press, so they were talking about it all the time in their writings in the newspapers, while the information of the Spanish flu was suppressed in the United States, Britain, France, all that stuff. But anyway, it's the same thing. People died from the vaccinations. They died from the masks. Same program. And now we are again, but now they have the media to control the minds of the people. So
media, James, good point. The media is so overwhelmingly dominant now, and not just in terms of lifestyle, but in terms of programming. That's why they call it programming.
That's
programming. And look, they don't play games. If you don't, you just told us how they hung the name on Spain for a reason. They just killed two presidents of African nations in the last year because they wouldn't allow the vaccines in their country. They just killed the president of Haiti yesterday in his home because he wouldn't cozy up to Beijing and give Beijing special favor status. They kill people all the time. And now their sights are set on most everyone.
Well, you know, the thing about the Haiti thing, and I learned this from Ted Brewer's show. It was on today. If you fast forward to the 40-minute, 50-second mark, they talk about that Haiti was not participating in the vaccination movement. They weren't interested in it. So, and the funny thing about that president, did you know they severed off his testicles?
Oh, no. Didn't know.
There's another way of saying, you don't mess with us. We got the balls. That was done. That was done by the power elite. That's just their little message to other leaders that want to fall out of line from this whole thing. Okay.
Right.
So.
Oh, there's another angle there. And I think it was the president, might have been the prime minister, who said that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton raped Haiti. They just shredded the country. And as soon as I said, this is going to be bad. And I think it was the PM that said that, not the president. But nonetheless, they wouldn't go along with Beijing. It was the president. I stand corrected. Haitian president testifies against Clinton's. This is in 2018. So they've had his number for some time.
They went after him for a lot of things. Yeah,
they raped and pillaged Haiti, he said, and he also resisted cozying up to Beijing. All right, strike two, and then he was out. Wow.
You know, a little side note, the CARES Act, which is the Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act, was introduced in Congress January 29th, 2019. Boy, somebody was psychic, huh? What's up with that?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
That is funny. But, you know, they had to really get two pieces of law through to get this program online. The first one was the it's called the National Childhood Vaccine and Injury Act in 1986, which was signed by Reagan in 1986. He should have signed in 1984, but more appropriate. But that gave the vaccine companies complete immunity. Oh, my God.
Right. And then that was a ticket to ride right there at the NCVIA, 1986.
Yep.
Full get out of jail free forever. They had that. They just no accountability, no responsibility, nothing.
And then they had to get rid of the Smith-Monk Act, and a little preview of that. In 1948, two congressmen, Smith and Monk, passed the law that the American government cannot lie to the American citizens, because they saw what they did in Germany, and that's how Germany got through all their stuff. They lied to their citizens. So in 2012, they changed that. They actually canceled out with the, it's called the Modernization Act of the Smith-Monk. So now legally they can lie to you. They can tell you tomorrow that you know, a third of the population is going to die. They can make up any story they want. So now you can't believe them. But then again, it's like the media. They're entertainment companies. They can lie to you all they want. You can't sue them at all. There's no responsibility. So those two pieces added. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you remember what Fox News said when Tucker said, and Tucker does good work. He's got good writers, a lot of good things he does. But when he said he's not going to cover the Hunter Biden story because I used to be his neighbor and I know his wife and I'm not going to kick a man when he's down, so that story will not be covered here. Well, Fox got roasted for that. And the data they put out by way of, and I guess it was just a statement the next day about that, was that Tucker Carlson is not a journalist. Tucker Carlson is an entertainer. Don't forget that. These journalists are all entertainers. They're readers. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So they throw us a bone with Tucker. We get to hear a little bit of reality, but the rest of 99% of the rest of it is sheer lies, gross lies, blatant lies, outrageous lies. And they run it over and over again, and it becomes the reality for the masses.
Correct. You know, the reason I'm really on this program tonight, I asked you to put me on this because this whole positive thinking thing, you know, and I get the whole positive thinking thing. I've been in sales all my life. But, you know,
sure.
I talked to a lot of folks about this agenda, and they go, it's not going to happen. Are you serious? Because no one can believe such a huge evil agenda, and I get that, totally get that. But I've been studying this all my the last 10 years, and no, this does exist. It's now, it's happening now. So I, you know, and I get it. You know, why is it not going to happen? Well, because it's not. Because you don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen either. I really have my fun life going on. But let's go into the Deagle report.
Oh, by the way, just a real quickie. I saw another commercial on some internet page today, and it said, have fun, let's get back to doing what we want to do. And then it came up there, vaccineinformation.com. so they're ticketing this. They're not backing down. They're pressuring us even more with the lies and the crap. Yes, I know. Go ahead, James.
I got some more information showing how it's getting worse. You know, as I wrote you, you know, here in Michigan, the Henry Ford health system has 33,000, gee, what a nice number, huh? 33,000 employees mandated to take the vaccines, right? What gets worse is that if you're a contractor and you go on their campus, you have to show you've been vaccinated. What's next? You want to visit your grandmother? Where's your vaccination card? What's even worse?
Oh, yeah.
Where's it going?
Yeah.
I got a broken leg. We can't help you until you get vaccinated.
Well, the frog is in the boiling water. It's not boiling yet, but I'll tell you this. The temperature is going up very fast. It's not a slow boil.
Fast.
They've turned it right on up. They don't care anymore. They're just doing it.
Right.
And you're very, very you're very shrewd to present any information at all. Nobody does about the Smith-Mundt, M-U-N-D-T, Act.
Right.
2012. It's kind of like the Kol Nidre prayer among Zionism. You recite the Kol Nidre prayer as a Jew, and you're automatically forgiven for every sin you commit in the next year ahead. Think about that one. How clever is that?
And the other part we want to talk about tonight when we get to it is what America is going to look like in 2025. And, you know, I've asked a lot of people. I said, what do you think it's going to look like? And I get a blank stare, because that's a hard one. In fact, if any of your people could email and tell you what they think it's going to look like, I'd love to hear it, because I don't know. I'm going to ask you about that, but we'll get to that in a minute. So let's go to the Deagle report. I call it the Deagle report. It's Deagle.com, which, again, the projections went dark in 2025. Apparently, they were getting way too many hits. That's my thoughts. They're getting way too many hits.
Oh, I agree. Sure.
Yep. So, you know, if you look at the world population on that document, and if you don't see it, I'll tell you what it is. In 2019, it's 7.646 billion. While in 2025, it's 6.83 billion, 11%.
Let me ask everyone, James, hold on, please.
Yeah.
Please go to guests and look for James Karolak, and under his name, there's a subject, and then there's a link. and you want to get that link. It's the deagle.com 2025 projections. Pull that up. That's what we're looking at right now, and that's what I want you to study. And make a copy of this. Keep it. It'll be up there. I'll put it up on the right side. We've got a little deagle.com near the coronavirus archive, so I think it's just above that. I'll add it there. The Deagle 2025 projections, okay? Country, population, 2019, population, 2025, survivor rate. Take it away, James. Go ahead.
All right. Well, if you look at the 11% reduction, that's not so bad. You know, again, this is phase one, and we're going to get more people reduced on this. But where is this reduction? Let's take a look at America. 333 million down to 99 million. I want to put a side note on this. It was always 61 million, which was even worse, a survival rate, right? And when Trump took office in late, 2017? No, it was 2017, early 17. They changed it to 99 million and stayed there. And I said to myself, oh my gosh, now I know why they're going after him. Because he wasn't playing full ball, you know, with the power elite. And he couldn't come out completely about everything because he might end up like the Haiti president as well.
That's right.
So you're looking, if you look at 30%, 70% reduction, you know, and the question I want everyone to put in their head that we're going to talk about later, what's your neighborhood going to look like if it was that actually happens? Think about that. You have 100 homes and now 70% of them are empty. Think about that for a second.
Do think about real estate prices. Do think about property taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Think about getting along and surviving. 70% of the homes suddenly vacant? Wow.
That's intimidating. So, but if you look at like the UK, United States, I highlight them, and Germany, they receive the bulk of the people dying. Those three countries.
Right.
And if you take a look like Brazil, I got Brazil at 212 million to 210. You know, I just showed Brazil, but it's the same for Peru, it's the same for Argentina. They don't lose much population. South America, you know, they don't lose much. South America, I say Central America, same thing. They don't lose much population. And if you look at, okay, the big one, China and Russia, they lose nothing.
And you ask yourself, when I first saw that in 2017, I said, what are they telling us here? If this was a nuclear war, that means one of two things. Either the United States did not respond, or there was no nuclear war. Okay? So there's your answer there, I guess, as much as we can do. Those countries just didn't lose people to speak of.
Right.
Russia and China. And India actually gained.
Yeah, my conclusion after 6 years of looking at that, it was the Western financial system was a collapse, full collapse mode, which means you can't get credit, and there's not going to be no food, total depression.
Right.
That's the only thing I can come up with. That's it. And then when the pandemic hit on March 11th, you know, when I did my research on March 12th, I said, it's the vaccine. They're going to kill off the population with the vaccine. And I was on a mission for the next 14 months trying to educate people not to take the vaccine. I actually stopped that because everyone was, I don't know who's taking it or not, and I just kind of leave it alone. But if you look at, like, Indonesia, same thing. They don't lose any people. Iran doesn't lose any people. Doesn't make any sense unless you understand who they're going after, right? As you said in your introduction, broadly you stated it was Anglo-Saxon population. I mean, they already told you they're going to do that with this white supremacy. Oh, that's crap. You know, they're coming after the white people, period. White Christians.
Well, okay. Remember, the biggest trick of all is to reverse the meaning of words, turn everything upside down, inside out, play semantic games with people's heads, teach them to speak in little guttural sentences, take away vocabulary. It's all there. It's all right in front of us. All you got to do is open your damn eyes, and you people see it. And it must be so frustrating for a lot of you out there to talk to loved ones and people you respect or work with. They just can't do it. They don't want to go there. They don't want to hear about it. And friendships, marriages, no. I understand that. But that isn't going to help us try and deal with it, is it? Uh-uh. No way.
That's a hard conversation talking about depopulation, especially at this magnitude. Very difficult, right? Nobody wants to hear it. One of my closest friends, he just shut me down. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Because if you don't know about it, you don't have to take care of it, right? But
correct.
The Deagle Report just basically said they're going after white people, right? And that's what everyone needs to know. For whatever reason, the white population, especially the Anglo-Saxon, they're the ones that actually built this world with their science and their minds, But
yes,
for whatever reason, they're just coming after us now. Nobody could believe this because most humans, what they do is they believe what the other party would do is what they would do, right?
And, it's self-destructive reverse projection.
Yes.
Crazy.
So, are we going into a break? We still got a few minutes.
No, let's just keep going. This is very important.
Okay. So anyway, let me get back to my other notes. You asked why the depopulation. I came up with five reasons for the depopulation. One, the population is waking up. And if they continue, they already know. If they continue to wake up, once you hit that tipping point, they can't stop it. So they have to kill the population. That's the number one reason, right? The financial system is going to collapse. It's collapsing right now. It's done. Like I said, the World Economic Forum was founded by, who? Klaus Schwab, the little creep head.
You saw the quote, right? Where he's warning now about a worldwide super cyber attack that'll make the COVID-19 thing look like a lark, and then all electricity will go off. Well, okay, let's go back to 2.5 years ago when the DHS in this country warned all Americans to be prepared to be without electricity for 6 months or longer. Nobody paid any attention to that. So that's crazy. Well,
except
now
me.
Look at what Dr. Strangelove is saying. Is it so crazy? But the only question is, how will they do it? I don't think it'll be a coordinated cyber attack. Could be a solar blast of some kind. Could be an asteroid. Could be a lot of things. But don't dismiss that. Take it seriously.
Oh, very seriously. Yeah, they came out with that prediction, not prediction, that warning. It was December of 2018. I remember every word they wrote, and I said, this is another predictive programming event, and I knew it's coming. I don't know when it was coming. I prepared for it, but most haven't. But, back to the financial collapse, they're unable to pay off their promises, the pensions, the medical, so they have to kill off the old and the young. That's important to know that. They're killing off the old and the young. Here's something that just came off the press about killing off not the young, but the poor. That's their first targets. The United States government just announced, it was either today or yesterday, that, and you can find it, there's a write-ups on it, that they were going to put vaccine centers inside these dollar stores, right? I want you to think about this. Who shops at
dollar
stores?
In the dollar stores.
Right. Look it up.
Uh-huh.
Somehow they're going to put it in there. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Well, they'll just simply tell the owners of the chains that we're going to put these in your stores. That's how they're going to do it.
And you get $1,000 a shot.
Exactly, or whatever. Yeah.
So.
Well, the hospitals. Remember this: the hospitals got. The hell was it? 13,000 for diagnosing a COVID case. If they put them on a vent, they got another $33,000 right there.
Right.
So what's that? That's over $40,000 just for diagnostics and putting somebody on a vent. Big money, huge money.
60% of the poor people in America live within 1 mile of a dollar store.
Oh, my.
Makes a lot
that's
of sense.
Fascinating.
And that's from their articles.
Yeah.
That's where they put the dollar. I actually work in, I do some marketing in these dollar stores. And I'm going to find out more information about.
I got to find the story. James, approximately what was the title here? Dollar store
just
to hold vac centers or something?
Dollar store vaccination website.
Okay, dollar and, store vaccination. Let me see if I can find it.
Kids can find that because it's there. I found it this morning. I learned that from Stu Peters' show today. And then I went out and vetted. But yeah, they're going after, that way you can go after the poor. You know, they're, they'll probably do that little McDonald's thing, you know, hey, get a Happy Meal if you get shots, you know? But,
Here. Oh, here it is. All right. To expand U.S. vaccine access, consider the dollar store, right? This is one of several. July 7th. This is
just came out.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, okay.
That's how they're going to go after the poor.
I got
how
it.
They're going to do it. It's.
Well, they have to scare them first, though, James. They got to do more. And I don't, I don't know that the COVID variants are going to do it. But I'll tell you what will do it. And you've seen pictures, I imagine, of the Indian black fungus or mold disease that they've got over there now with over 40,000 cases. If you just do a lookup on that, and I hate to repeat myself, Indian black fungus, just look at the images. It's a sinus, nostril, eyeball invasion of a black fungus that will kill you. And the treatments are horrific. Cut the eye out. Jesus. If they false flag a dozen or two cases here, the panic will be, you could cut it with a knife. It'll be unbelievable. People will freak out. This is so physically ugly to see. You don't hide somebody away in a ventilator in a hospital. These people are going to have their pictures taken with black fungus growing all over their faces and upper bodies. You watch. If that happens, that'll do it. I don't think the variants are going to work, but whatever.
Yeah. You know, CVS has a program, the pharmacy drugstore, has a program where they're hiring pharmacists and they're paying them $6,500 a week. That's pretty good money. And what they're going to do is they're going to go into old people's homes and vaccinate them as well as in the nursing homes. Now, if they're getting paid $6,500, and I can, that's, I learned this from a CVS employee that actually quit. She's on YouTube, right? She told all about it. If they're getting $6,500, they're paying CVS $13,000 at least for that. That's a lot of money to get out there and vaccinate. Now, why would they do that? Well, think about this. Let's say you kill off an old person at 70 years old and they have 12 years left. You know how much you save on that pension? You don't pay
that
pension,
no. Yeah.
Tons of money.
They got the pensions are all looted, so these people have to go. And I'll tell you another thing, and very few people understand. A birth certificate is essentially a stock certificate for the global elite. And when that person dies, that stock certificate is cashed in. They have a different economy than we do. Don't laugh.
Yes.
That's how they make money, and that's why they like mass death.
Exactly. You know, it's like my sister-in-law, she's 62. She's a nurse out in Montana for like 30 years, and she's going to work two more years. Well, she took the vaccine, even though I kind of talked to her about it.
Oh, no.
And, but you know what? She was mind control. I mean, she's been drinking a Kool-Aid, right? And you know, she goes to me, she goes, well, I'm not anti-vax like you are. I said, well, here's something. That's not a vaccine. And she didn't say a word. Well, here's the thing. Now, she got the vaccine. My theory is that, you know, the hospital probably got paid $1,000, $2,000 to make sure she gets the vaccine, and that same hospital won't have to pay off that pension. If this thing goes through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what this is all about. But that's reason number two. Number three, they have to kill off this Constitution. This is the pesky little paper that's holding back the whole New World Order. They have to kill off this Constitution. How do you do that? You kill off the population. And you bring in other people.
So they're not going to push for a con-con? They're going to actually just, you think, diminish the people?
Yeah.
Constitutional Convention was one thing that they had banked on, but it isn't going to happen, I don't think. People are too smart. They don't want to, don't mess with the document. That document is almost directly from the Almighty, as it were. It's an incredible document.
And another reason, no one will ever talk about this reason. Now, let's go back to where you don't have a 30% survival rate in America. Now, let's say I'm worth $1 million and I take the vaccine and my family takes the vaccine, everyone dies, right? Where does that money go? There's nobody to collect it. Like in the state of Michigan, they put it all in a bank account and wait 7 years. If nobody shows up, the state of Michigan gets it. You see how much money they're going to make? They're going to get all that area to themselves.
Wow.
Because if you come up, all families, the generations are going to be gone. You know, generations are going to be gone. And again, they make money that way. So, see, that's really the five reasons I found is, you know.
Go through those again real quickly. Just bang them off.
Okay.
Five major reasons.
The population's waking up. The financial system is collapsing to terminate the Constitution. The states will receive billions of dollars from the lost inheritance and to kill off the poor and the elderly so you don't have to pay on those commitments. And they can't pay on them anyway. I mean, if they could pay on it, they'll basically say, oh, you get your $3,000. But you know what? A coffee costs $25, and that's going to piss off the people. When you got 400 million guns in this country, it won't go over well when you have those kind of numbers. But let's what's coming up next, right?
Yeah.
The Cyber Polygon Simulation starts tomorrow. You know about that, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows about that one.
It's another one of these dress rehearsals for something that they're planning on doing is what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about October of 2019 when they did the event 201.
201.
An exercise about what if a coronavirus pandemic happened? This is what we would do. Huh? How would you guys know about that? And I went live 5 months later. I'm not saying this is going to go live 5 months later, but it's going to go live. And I haven't done a lot of research on the poly. The simulation, but it's about the supply chain hacks, the cyber hacks, as well as the electrical grid hacks, right? And I want to bring up this important part about the JBS that got hacked about a month or two ago.
That's the biggest meat company in the world.
Right?
Say again?
You know how many head of cattle? Go ahead.
No, you.
You know how many head of cattle they process a day? 22,500.
Wow. That's a lot. Is that in the U.S. or is that in the multinational base that they have set up?
Multinational. Yeah. They actually process 1/5 of American cattle. But that's still a lot of cattle. Again, when you only have a few players, it's easy to shut down the food supply, unfortunately.
What are they doing with their engineered climate? They're destroying crops. Agriculture is on its knees. There's no water. Oh,
right.
There's food shortage coming big time.
And
they're raising the price now because they're going to be able to get away with it. There'll be fewer people. They'll have to pay.
Right.
It's all beyond belief when you think about it. It really is. Here's, I just lost it. Damn it. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say this is going to happen. We can't stop it. We can't stop this.
No, here, all right, here I found it again. This is, forgive me for reading this again, but I really want to honor this man. Dr. John Coleman, he happened to have been a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote the most important book, Conspirators' Hierarchy, The Story of the Committee of 300. We used to talk for hours off air. And here's a quote. This is 1993 he wrote this.
Wow.
At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by means of limited wars, organized epidemics of fatal, rapid-acting diseases, and starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to other races afterward. So it's right there. He just laid it out. White populations first, Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to second and third world populations. He also said the population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly than on any other continents. until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion people, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. Right? There it is.
That's why they're getting rid of us. Is he still alive?
No.
You know, how do you, did they take him out or was it natural causes?
He went in for a simple leg procedure in the hospital. I don't want to go into too many details.
Okay.
It turned into a life-threatening infection, which he got in the hospital, and he was supposed to die. And we used to talk, and I helped, made some recommendations, and I'm not saying I saved his life, but I helped, and he did survive. And but he was, it really was a tough thing for him. They did try to take him out.
Yeah, I figured that. But I just want to emphasize that this is going to happen, guys. We can't stop it. We can minimize the amount of death, possibly, but it's game on, and they're not going to stop. There's even talking forced vaccination, mandatory vaccinations coming up, as well as for the military, which is very important, what I have to express yet about the military. But they're talking about mandatory vaccinations for the military, and I used to be in the military, so I got tired of their vaccinations. Get tired of it.
You know what, James, I got to back up here. This has changed. Now they're saying that John Coleman is apparently still alive. He's almost 87.
Okay.
So
excellent.
He's still alive. Blessed that. I'm glad for John. Don't know where he is, but I'm going to make an effort to try and find him. This is very good news. Good
That's
for him.
Very good news.
Yeah. Okay. Almost 87. Okay, good. Go ahead, please.
Okay. What does America look like and what they're going to face after this first...
Oh, 3.5 years from now. What will it look like?
Right.
3.5 years, huh?
Right. You know, I like the whole positive thinking stuff. It's saying it's not going to happen. But at this point, this is denial thinking. That's not going to happen. So we have to do the best we can of trying to save as many and prepare what we can. If this actually does happen, and I do believe it will, I don't know what the numbers are. My positive thinking, they're only going to take out 100 million. That's my positive thing, right? They're not going to get the full 235. But what's going to happen, this is my belief, China's going to come in from the west,
right,
through California and Oregon, because they need land, farmland, and space. Well, they can't do that. Hey, didn't America do that 400, not America, didn't the Westerners do that 400 years ago to America and the Native Indians? Same thing. So no difference there. In fact, we know that story that the American government gave all those blankets with smallpox to the Indians to kill them off. So and then you got the South. They're all going to come in from the South. And when you're occupied now from the Chinese and then from the South of South America, you know, goodbye Constitution, goodbye. Because those people are going to do whatever they're told. Period. So that's how you get rid of the Constitution. I mean, honestly, at that point, how do you protect yourself? You know, and again, when this thing gets in full blown, you know, again, think about your community. All right. Well, you're going to have a lot of dead bodies and they're all going to be locked in homes. Right. And actually, I just purchased 4 HAZVAC suits. Now, why would I do that? It's not for me to keep in my house and you know, hide under the bed. It's because somebody's got to go out in the community and find the dead and pull them out and you know, do whatever you got to do with them.
Well, the one line I remember is that every survivor will have to bury 9. That's the math. And we know the body bags have been pre-positioned everywhere.
They're everywhere. Now, you know, you say, well, what about all the hospital and EMTs? They're all dead. They're all dead.
They've all been vaxxed. The healthcare field is going to be decimated. The military. They're trying to force the last of the soldiers who refuse to take the shot.
Right.
The military has been devastated. This has all been done by design. The plan. They haven't missed a thing. It's incredible.
You know, back to the military being vaccinated. Who's going to protect their borders now?
Oh, the damn border's wide open now already. But
I
yes,
know,
of
but
course.
This is the worst of case course. Scenario. Right.
Patriots. Yeah. Patriots will do it. But then they'll bring in
so.
UN troops if they have to take care of the Patriots. There's going to be civil
right.
war here.
There's going to be so lawlessness. And you say, well, what about the police? Well, let me tell you about police. Police take orders. That's how they don't think for themselves. They take orders. If they're told to take the vaccine, they'll take the vaccine. So there's going to be little protection out there. So we're going to have community effort to find the dead, pull them out, and take them where they're supposed to be taken. And hazmat suit does help because it protects yourself, right? So that's what Americans will look like. You know, like I said, all these vacant homes, the economy gone, it's scary to think about. It's intimidating. It's threatening to our minds, right? All right. Some of the things I would think you would need for survival would, of course, you know, food, water, and guns. Lots of guns. We all know that one. That's a no-brainer.
You remember
really
a couple of years ago when the excuse me, Gene. Remember a couple of years ago when the government was buying billions and billions of rounds of ammunition for U.S.
Right.
postal workers, tax
right.
agents, you name it. U.S. Department of Agriculture employees, they're all supposed to be armed and given weapons, and they bought billions of rounds of ammo. It was an obvious giveaway. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. I highly recommend hand radios. Like, I have a couple sets here. They go 40 miles. Of course, that's flat land. But at least you can be able to communicate with your family, and maybe a couple solar panels to keep them charged up. If the
name,
grid is down,
give us a brand that you like, would you please? Ham radio.
There's one.
I think it's a Japanese or a Korean name that is considered the best. And a lot of the people like the older tube types, which won't be fried in EMP burst. So there's that too.
I just bought a bunch of unit ends. Make sure they have their own cradles so they can charge up. And then because like when the grid goes down,
one more time.
No internet. Oh, Uniden is the one I purchased. UNIDEN.
Okay, got that. Very good. Thank you, James.
Yeah. So, because when the grid goes down, right, like for instance, on your internet, they run on what's called nodes. These are like trunks, like small little rivers from the main river. And they require electricity to keep it going. Like for instance, I have friends who work for a Comcast. And when the power goes down, they send these guys out with generators, and they hook up the generator to the nodes, so they still have internet, you know, for the usage. But they're not going to be able to do that. So there's no internet whatsoever, including your phone. That's all done because that all requires power. So the hand radios would be very, very powerful to have. You know, just you got your mother living 5 miles away, now you can communicate with each other, right? Otherwise, because it's all going to be a lockdown, you know, once this starts happening, or it's going to be so dangerous to travel. And you want to travel, you know, in teams to get by. But that's super important. And then, of course, at least just get a couple of, you know, 100-watt or 200-watt solar panels so you can keep them charged, you know.
Got it.
Heirloom seeds, very important. Heirloom seeds, those are non-GMO. And you can keep them in the freezer.
Gideon, heirloom seeds are still available. You can find them.
They are.
Keep them in the fridge if you can, in plastic.
Yeah, keep them in the freezer. Let me tell you a story about 2008. 2008, when the financial system went down, and it was close to collapse, but they were able to revive it. But when that went down, I was looking for seeds in the spring of 2009, and I couldn't find any. It was really, I mean, I was calling the companies that sold them online, and I got was, he goes, the guy even told me, goes, America got spoofed. I have no seeds left. People were buying them like crazy. So once things get really stupid, you're gonna have a hard time finding seeds. And besides, with seeds, you can barter with those. Those are wonderful bartering items. But of course, you gotta have a place to grow.
Oh, I'll bet. Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Just a lot of barter items, including silver rounds, cash, having $5, $10, $20 bills laying around as well. Mm-hmm. That helps. And even alcohol and cigarettes, people will trade anything away to get some alcohol and cigarettes, right?
You bet.
It's, again, I just want to push out that I believe deep in my heart that this can't be stopped. It cannot be stopped. And I tell you,
I think you're being very pragmatic about this, and
yeah.
I understand, and I would tragically agree with you. What I'm seeing
yeah.
is that there is no way to turn this around. It's a runaway train of satanic hell, and it is well underway, and we haven't seen anything yet. And it's going to get to a point where people will just pray that they had more time and had been better prepared, and they just didn't do it. Your revelation about the Dollar General stores, they're within 5 to 10 miles of everybody in the country, basically. And yeah.
Pretty much.
What a platform.
Before they go there. You know?
Yep.
And they might, offer, $100 gift card to shop here if you take the jab.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Sure.
It's all that stupid stuff, right?
Then they'll show some pictures of, black mold, maybe, or something like that. Another variant. I'm not kidding.
Right. But,
Well, James, it's obvious you don't have many friends left, like I don't.
Right.
I just can't talk to people about this. I get to talk to all of you out there, and I know you care and you understand, or you wouldn't be listening. And it's difficult. And many of you, if not all of you, are losing the affection and the care and respect of loved ones that you only want to help. That's all you want to do is help them. They will not listen to you. They don't want to hear it. And it's absolutely heartbreaking. It really is. It's devastating.
I just, like I said, it's hard to introduce this topic to anyone. There's a few of us that sees it and the rest don't.
Well, you're talking to the right audience, James. That's why I wanted you back, and I really respect you for doing this. These people are the best. They are the smartest, wisest, most open-minded audience in talk radio ever, and they understand. And they're all around the world, and maybe we can get, if we can save a few, it's well
Absolutely.
Worth it. So,
can you get us on Fox? Jeff, can you get us on Fox?
Say again, please.
Can you get us on Fox?
I don't think Fox would touch this, frankly.
I don't think so either.
It's just a little much.
Yeah, when I was at the beginning, when I was talking about this the last time in March, I said this is not a psyop because the news agencies are not touching this. And they would love to touch this one. That would scare the dickens out of people, right? They weren't touching this because this is not a psyop. This is the real thing.
This is a deployment. Right.
Yes. And they're not going to back down because there's protests in the streets or whatever. There could be 100 million. I still think they wouldn't back down. And the way you can back down is you just don't comply. Zero compliance. And good luck on that one in America, where the people are asleep at the wheel, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But again, I just want to tell everybody, we have to prepare. We can't sit around, and I want you to start thinking about what your neighborhood's going to look like. In three and a half years.
If you're right, let's just play it conservative and say even 50% of the homes unoccupied, 50% of the viable and integral businesses gone, at least, maybe two-thirds of them. You'll have a few food stores, a few outlets here and there, and that'll be it. Roads, no more traffic jams. Cars everywhere parked, falling apart, beginning to die. The wheels of modern, fast-paced society will come grinding to a near halt. And the panorama in front of our eyes is going to be literally unbelievable. That's what I think. Anyway, James, well done. Anytime you want to come back, let me know, and we'll have you right back. I'm going to put this...
Yeah, we'll get back on both. 3 to 6 months. Get some updates.
Very good. All right,
we're
going to
have a different conversation. Take care, brother.
Thank you, James. Thank you very much. All right. James Kerouac. And taking it right straight on. Okay, I'll put this up as a second audio in that Deagle.com section over right above. I think it's right above the archive for the coronavirus stories on the right-hand side. Okay. Wow. You still have a little time. Get out to Costco or whatever. Get that extra money. Trade in some silver coins. Go buy food. You can't eat the coins. Talk to you tomorrow night. Take care.